Board Member Dean, lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Start with introductions. Bob Anderson from Healdsburg. On my far right, Mike Dunker from Rio Dell, David Knorr in Sebastopol, Bill Massey from Forestville, John Corbett from McKinleyville, Carol Dean, Santa Rosa, Jeff Hales, Eureka. And call an executive officer. Any staff introductions?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Board. Catherine Kuhlman, the Executive Officer. And we have today in admin, we have Patty, who's our new OT, working to help with the sound. Jean Lockett, of course, who, as you know. Kim Niemeyer, Staff Counsel. Samantha, Staff Counsel, is in the back. Luis Rivera is over there. And then we have a bunch of staff in the audience that I think you all know.
All right. Thank you. We'll begin this morning on sad note to staff member Elmer Duduk, and we have a resolution in his memory. Kat?
Can we just wait 1 second? His wife and daughters will be joining us.
All right. It
is with great sadness that we bring this resolution before the board. It is a resolution in memory of a dear colleague, Elmer Duduk, and I'll read it for the record. Whereas the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, wish to thank the family and friends of Elmer Duduk for helping to make possible his 16 years of dedicated and productive service to the people of the state of California as a defender and champion of water quality with the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. And whereas Elmer, dedicated father, grandfather, and son, beloved husband, and soulmate of Robin Beeman, was a big, kind, knowledgeable, and well-versed man. And whereas Elmer grew up in Petaluma, attended Petaluma High School, served in the U.S. Coast Guard, and for 16 years was a self-employed commercial fisherman working out of Bodega Bay from his wooden boat, the Angelina G. And whereas Elmer attended Santa Rosa Junior College, graduated from Sonoma State University with a degree in biology, and later enrolled at SSU as a graduate biology student. And whereas Elmer began working as a student intern at the North Coast Regional Water Board in 1992, at that time, he was instrumental in the application of innovative in-stream measuring procedures, such as VSTAR, to assess the health of streams located across the North Coast region. And Elmer had a varied career as an environmental scientist at the North Coast Regional Water Board, working in the timber harvest, site cleanup, watershed assessment, and planning programs. And whereas Elmer worked on identifying sediment discharges and resulting impairments to many North Coast streams, including Elk River, Jordan Creek, Bear Creek in Humboldt County, and conducted assessments in Big River and Mattole River. And whereas Elmer most recently was an integral part of the team writing the implementation plan for the total maximum daily loads for the Klamath River. At this task, as he did with all others, he would apply his gentle demeanor and extensive knowledge of the thorny issues of algal blooms and health warnings. And whereas Elmer worked on the North Coast rivers, streams, and creeks in a manner that was clear, honest, and irrefutable. And whereas Elmer, as one of the hero warriors of the Regional Water Board, could not stand by and witness the impairment of North Coast rivers in silence. He provided thoughtful, articulate, and scientifically based rationales to support the position of water quality protection. And whereas Elmer's field work at Kotko and Iron Gate reservoirs is a legacy and an inspiration for those who care passionately about our natural resources and water quality. And whereas Elmer inspired Regional Water Board staff to look in-stream and use monitoring as a crucial tool to arrive at scientifically based solutions, and whereas Elmer was a founding member of the Sonoma County Mycological Society and was a gourmet cook who loved gathering and preparing wild mushrooms to feed his family and substantial circle of friends, and whereas Elmer would get out his wetsuit, life jacket, fishing license, rod, paddle, snacks, bait, and lines, tie them to the kayak along with himself, and head out to Doran Beach Regional Park. And whereas Elmer was a photographer of the natural world and had a gift of capturing the beautiful intricacies of nature that most of us would never think to inspect, such as a native wildflower with a water droplet kaleidoscopes, or a pile of songbird feathers with a purple calypso orchid gracefully emerging through them. And whereas Elmer reminded us to find peace in childlike wonder, where the mind focuses, distractions start to fall away, and inspiration leads to discovery. And whereas Elmer exercised this perspective as he walked the Sonoma coast and inland forests, and as he kayaked through water and surf of the Pacific Ocean, he similarly carried that approach to the regional board, where he worked tirelessly to see things in a clear and natural light, in their pure, undiluted form, like the softly lit wildflowers covered in dew he was so skilled at capturing in his photographs. And whereas Elmer was, is, and will remain well-loved by the Regional Water Board staff, he will remain in our hearts, fondly and lovingly remembered and deeply missed. And whereas Elmer is survived by his wife, Robin, his mother, Sophie, his brother, Peter, his daughters, Genevieve and Deanna, his stepchildren, Greg Beeman and Ashley, and his grandchildren, Ella, Harris, and Nicholas. Elmer's love, respect, and delight in his family was apparent to all who were graced with his presence in his life. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, and on behalf of staff, convey their condolences to Elmer's family and express their sincere appreciations of Elmer's distinguished service to the people of the state of California.
We have Elmer's family here. Would you like to make any comment? We certainly appreciate his years of service. And I just hope that he took you along to the woods so you know his mushrooming spots.
I'd like to move that we adopt Resolution R1 2008 for Elmer Dudek and thank the family and for just the great service that he gave to the state. So
I would second that, Mr. Chair.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Then, with your permission, Mr. Chair, we'll present the.
Still needs one more signature, Robin. Well, thank you for all three
of you. Okay. We thank you for coming. We're going to go on to item 4, any board member ex parte communication to be disclosed? Mr. Massey.
Mr. Chair.